Jesus said to his disciples, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you always. Whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our dwelling with him. Those who do not love me do not keep my words, yet the word you hear is not mine, but that of the Father who sent me. I have told you this while I am with you. The Advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you everything and remind you of all that I told you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The year 2022 is the latest statistics provided by the CDC in recording the top 10 causes of death in the United States. In that year, 3,279,857 resident deaths occurred in the United States. 72.3% of those deaths were caused by the top 10 leading causes of death, according to the CDC. Causes of death are ranked according to the number of deaths by that cause. So what are the top 10 leading causes of death in the United States? Again, according to the latest CDC statistics, heart disease was the number one cause of death in 2022, with 167,200 people dying from that disease. Number two is cancer at the rate of 142,300 people dying. Number three is unintentional injuries. Here we have 64,000 people dying, dropping more than half in the number of deaths than the previous cause. Number four was contributed to the COVID-19 virus, with 44,500 being labeled COVID-19 deaths. Number five is by stroke. 39,500 people died from stroke. Next, we have chronic lower respiratory diseases at 34,300 deaths. Number seven is Alzheimer's disease with 28,900. Number eight provides 24,100 deaths at the hands of diabetes. Kidney disease follows with 13,800. And to top out the list, chronic liver disease and cirrhosis with 13,800 deaths also. As terrible as these numbers are, all those numbers were less than the previous year, a good trend towards life. Statistics are a great way to monitor our progress or digression, but statistics can be manipulated to attain a certain outcome. For instance, a little side note, a huge little side note. What is not included in this list of statistics is abortions. This is a prime example of the manipulation of statistics. The CDC does not recognize the killing of a conceived human being, but they do, for some reason, keep records of them. Abortions reported to the CDC were 625,978 in the year 2021. That was the latest statistics available. Almost four times the number of deaths by the number one claim of the cause of death in the United States, that of heart disease. With these statistics of the world is why I provided them here for you to consider. Who is in the world is what should make us think about what is of the world. After all, the descent of the Holy Spirit on those in the upper room was meant to send them out into the world to preach the gospel. As Pope John Paul II, now St. John Paul the Great, coined it, the gospel of life. So what is truly the number one cause of death in the United States? For that matter, what is the number one cause of death in the world? By the numbers that were provided for you here, you may be misled or manipulated into thinking that it is abortion. But that is just a consequence of the number one cause of death, as is all the others that the CDC has marked in the top 10. The number one cause of death in the world is sin, our rejection of God, our separating ourselves from God by the choices that we make. And because of our sin, we will surely die. No one can escape death. It is because of sin that we die. thus making it by right reason the number one cause of death in the world. When I was just a young lad, and I'm sure that many of you experienced this as well, after getting caught committing a dastardly deed, I would hear these words from my parents, "Go to your room." In my younger years, I considered that a punishment, a consequence to my actions. But what a merciful act that was, being handed down to me by my parents, being sentenced to my room by my thoughts, meant being prevented from participating in the antics of the world. When spiritually what was happening, I eventually turned to the Lord and emptied myself of the thoughts that caused me to commit that dastardly deed. When I think about it now, standing in line at the confessional comes to mind. While engaging in an examination of conscience, I am not at all sure that my parents understood exactly what they were doing at that time, but I can assure you of this, that the Spirit was at work in them and in me. At the beginning of the Easter season, Jesus appears to his disciples. He breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit." What an experience the disciples must have had in that moment. For now they begin to understand what Jesus was teaching them. This gift of the Holy Spirit is the same gift we receive at baptism. Now, as an infant, we receive this gift without prejudice. And with this gift, our formation takes place accordingly to the extent of the participation of our parents, our godparents, and the community of believers. As an adult, we reason with a well-formed and informed conscience alongside a well-formed faith that leads us to the decision to be baptized. In either case, we are now in the position of the disciples on that very evening. Jesus, for the next 40 days after his resurrection, goes about forming the disciples in the way of the Spirit. And for the past 7 weeks, we have been learning of this way through the gospel message brought to us by the Spirit through the gospel writers. Today, from the Gospel of John, Jesus informs his disciples that there is much more to learn, but they cannot bear it now. But when he comes, the Spirit of truth, that is, he will guide you to all truth. He will do this by speaking what he hears, not by speaking on his own. He will declare what things are coming, because he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. By doing this, he will glorify me. Everything that the Father has is mine, and for this reason I told you that he will take from what is mine and declare it to you. After Jesus spoke this to his disciples, we can reason that the Father is not out on his own doing what is pleasing to himself. The Son is not out on his own doing what is pleasing to himself. The Spirit is not out on his own doing what is pleasing to the Spirit. What the Spirit is declaring is what belongs to the Father and the Son, which makes the three one. To make way for the coming of the Advocate, the Holy Spirit, he prayed that all be one. Speaking of his disciples, I pray not only for them, but also for those who will believe in me through their word, so that they may all be one, as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they may also be in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. This is what receiving the Holy Spirit will lift the veil from our eyes to reveal the truth of death in all its forms, that death is the way of the world. When we experience life in the Spirit, there is no denying that death no longer has a hold on us. If we were of the world would love what is its own, and we would die with the world. But if we are in the world, because we have been chosen out of the world, we will die and rise with Christ and live with him forever. Thus, making the Spirit the number one cause of life, the disciples left that room on fire with the Holy Spirit. And the fruit that remains is the truth that is ours if we are but one with the Lord. We seek out that gift to receive the Holy Spirit in the sacrament of confirmation, where the bishop, with the laying on of hands and the anointing of the sacred chrism, repeats those words of Jesus on the evening of his resurrection. Receive the Holy Spirit. And with all the mature Christians in this room, and with all the mature Christians everywhere in the world, if we truly receive the Holy Spirit, we would be one in the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. We could turn to our neighbor and be in agreement with the living out of the commandments of God. Jesus says, "This is my commandment. Love one another as I love you." The statistics listed earlier would be a measurement of our progress, not a testament to our demise. Instead, there would be a list with the top 10 causes of life in the world. Yet to this day, we still struggle in our sins. Maybe it is because what we are doing for ourselves and not for others. The very motto of death. Jesus says, "Whatsoever you do to the least of my people, you do it to me." Why are we so preoccupied with the statistics around death? We are all Christians here. We know that we will die because we were born into sin, and that the wages of sin is death. What we should be seeking is the gift to receive the Holy Spirit so that we may live, not according to the whims of the world's list of the causes of death, but by receiving the Holy Spirit in our lives, the cause of life. For if we live according to the flesh, we will surely die. The CDC's list is evidence of that. Paul says in his letter to the Galatians that the works of the flesh are obvious. As long as we don't change the definitions of them, it's pretty obvious. Immorality, impurity, lust, idolatry, sorcery, hatreds, rivalry, jealousy, outbursts of fury, acts of selfishness, dissensions, factions, occasions of envy, drinking bouts, orgies, and the like. These are all selfish acts. But if by the Spirit we mortify the deeds of the flesh, we shall live. This is our faith, and our faith is the motto of life. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. This is what we say in the Mass. This is what should be in our hearts. Today, on the birth of the church, we call down the Holy Spirit for a revival in our hearts, that death may no longer have a hold on us. For if we belong to Christ Jesus, we have crucified our flesh with its passions and desires. We will enjoy the fruits of the Spirit. Against such there is no law. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. If we live by the Spirit, let us also follow the Spirit. We are born into the number one cause of death, that is sin. Let us pray now for the gift to receive the Holy Spirit, the number one cause, the only cause of life. Lord, send out your Spirit and renew the face of the earth.